Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for July 13th, 2007. This week, we'll answer a listener's question about how water gets from your mouth to your muscles, and we'll hear about some family-oriented plants called sea rockets. We'll also introduce a new member of the Science Update team. But first, Chelsea Wall tells us the importance of bubbles.
When the ocean bubbles, it breathes. At least that's the way Grant Dean thinks of it. At the Scripps Institution of Oceanography, he's been studying the role bubbles play in the exchange of gas between the oceans and the air. Recently, he's been listening to the signature tones bubbles make when they form.
Because each bubble has a unique signature depending on its size, we can tell the size of the bubble, which is the thing we want to know. We want to know how many of them are there and how big are they.
Bigger bubbles are important because they help the oceans absorb carbon dioxide, and that helps keep our climate stable. Dean says understanding exactly how they work could help scientists make better models for predicting global climate change.
Thanks, Chelsea. Most of an iceberg's mass lies hidden beneath the surface. Turns out that Antarctic icebergs hide something else underwater, life. Researchers from the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute have found that icebergs harbor thriving communities of algae, krill, and fish. As the ice melts, it releases iron and other nutrients that accumulated over thousands of years, fertilizing the water and sustaining the community. On the other side of the world, researchers from Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute are exploring one of the most remote places on Earth, an undersea ridge deep beneath Arctic Ocean ice. They'll be using two autonomous robots that will descend 5,000 meters to take photographs and collect samples. Next, Justin Warner tells us about a new finding that might change the way farmers plant some seeds.
Some plants not only recognize their family members, they even treat them more generously than they treat strangers. Plant ecologists Susan Dudley and Amanda File of McMaster University in Canada discovered this among plants called sea rockets. Dudley explains that normally, when unrelated sea rockets are potted together, they grow longer roots than they would if they were potted alone.
And this is argued to be a competitive response. Plants that put more of their biomass into roots are essentially trying to kind of snatch up the available water and nutrients before their neighbors can get them.
But Dudley's team got very different results when they potted the plants with their siblings.
The siblings basically didn't respond to sharing the pot, so they didn't make this competitive response.
It's not clear how the plants actually recognize their kin's roots, but since other plants can sense root contact and therefore might share this behavior, Dudley says gardeners might get better results by planting crops of the same species next to family.
Thanks, Justin. Now, new Science Update producer and reporter Suzanne Bard tells us why doctors could soon be using harsh household chemicals to treat eyes.
Eye drops for diseases like glaucoma might be improved with chemicals found in oven cleaner and glass polish. This according to Sudipta Seal of the University of Central Florida and Sanku Malik of North Dakota State University. They engineered these chemicals into extremely tiny particles called nanoceria. Malik says nanoceria have sticky surfaces and can penetrate the eyeball easily and harmlessly.
So I said, well, it has all the things that are needed, so let's start putting things on the surface and see what happens.
Early lab work suggests that piggybacking glaucoma medicine onto the nanoceria could make the drugs more efficient and possibly less expensive.
Thanks, Suzanne. Finally, Chelsea answers a listener's question.
Dennis Jankowski of Manistee, Michigan, asked if we would explain how water gets from your mouth to your muscles. We turn to physiologist Hannah Carey, president of the American Physiological Society. She says when you drink water, it goes first to your intestines or gut.
And in a very simple process, osmosis, water diffuses across the gut lining, and there are blood vessels right there inside your gut wall that are ready to take up the water.
From there, the bloodstream carries the water throughout the body, delivering it to tissues, including your muscles and your brain, which need water to function.
And if you're thirsting for the answer to a science question, call us at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT or go to scienceupdate.com. If we use it, you'll win a Science Update mug. Well, that's all for this week. Next time, we'll answer a listener's question about how the solar system formed. In the meantime, you might also like to try the Science Update Podcast Daily Edition, which brings you a one-minute story about science Monday through Friday. You can find it at scienceupdate.com or at iTunes. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.